Yes, I'm Rabbi Robin Nafshi. I am the rabbi of Temple Beth Jacob in Concord. You know, as I like to say, Jews don't move to New Hampshire for the Jewish community. We move here for other reasons. The Jewish population of New Hampshire is fairly small, and that grocery stores are, especially this past weekend, were more thinking about Easter, which was going to be observed by way more people than Passover.
I'm Katie Gibney from Goffstown, member of Temple Beth Jacob. Yeah, so there used to be a store in the Bedford area that was sort of like a smorgasbord for New Hampshire Jews. It was unbelievable. There was almost two aisles of food for Passover. That closed. So now we're a little bit of hunter-gatherers now. We have to go from place to place. And if you run out, like my family just ran out of matzah, we still have a couple of days left. I'm lucky if I can go to a store and find a couple of extra boxes now. So I have to start early in the day.
Yesterday, we received a couple of phone calls from congregants who were running out of or had already run out of matzah. So they had gone to a couple of the grocery stores in town and couldn't find any matzah. And so I put an announcement or a post on Facebook saying, members of the congregation, if anybody's got any extra matzah, we've got some congregants who are needing matzah.
Well, it's not unusual to get blank looks from some of the store clerks at supermarkets. You know, where's the Passover aisle? And they'll look at you and they're like, and you have to say matzah. And they'll say, oh yeah, that's at the end of aisle 14. And maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
It is most definitely symbolic or emblematic of what it is to be Jewish in New Hampshire. And, you know, dietary things are, it's just a challenge.
It's easy if you kind of make an invisible wall about you don't go there. So it's easier, for instance, not to eat out because no restaurants will have matzah for you. But wouldn't it be kind of neat if you could do the drive up to Dunkin' Donuts and they would have a wheat-free or a Pesach donut? Just, you know, you get the sprinkles on the Halloween ones and the other ones for the other holidays. Why not just a Pesach cruller?